Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I want to talk a little bit about my perspective around content creation. This is August 2023, and I've noticed trends over the years, especially when times are tight or times are lean or people are stressed at brands. Ironically, when they are under pressure, I find that they spend too much time on their content around how it looks rather than what it says. What I find is, you know, a lot of attention to detail, overly criticizing every pixel, every piece of dust, every crumb, really getting into, the look and feel in the foreground and what's going on in the background and all these things, which, look, as a content creation firm that focuses on social strategy, we believe in content creation and curation the most. So I'm a big believer in brand and being meticulous about what you're putting out there. But I think brands sleep on the content context or the depth of the content rather than just how pretty it looks. And so I think it's really important that brands right now, especially when times are lean, getting back to brass tacks, like who is your brand? What does it look like in packaging, outside of packaging? Certainly showing off that label as much as you can for retail recall. Why should I care? Why is it different? Why is it unique? What ingredients are in or not in the product that you are selling to me? You know, how will I use it? Utility. So vertical style, grainy, not overly produced content that makes me feel like, oh, that kind of looks like my kitchen. And I would make that in my blender, or I would put that in my salad. Whatever it might be, like the journey of who are we, why does it matter, why do I care, how will I use it, and then most importantly, where can I buy it? So supporting retail. I still have brands that are overly thinking every piece of content and then tell me that they do not want to put any retail support in their content. They don't want to alienate other retailers. They don't want to favor any one retailer over another. Or still some that are just overly thinking their feed and don't want to have salesy messaging in their Instagram feed. And so I just think that's a myopic way to look at content creation. You need to take a step back and understand the building block content storytelling type stuff is much more important than how it looks. The how it looks is the cherry on top. It's not the other way around. So I think brands, creative directors, photographers need to take a breath, take a minute and think about how are we showcasing the product and its differentiating factors? How are we showing people how to use the product in real settings? And how are we constantly telling them where to find it? What retailers? What part of the store? Like where is it merchandised in the retailer? And then we're rinsing and repeating. If you start with like the science first, those building blocks, and then add the liberal arts and art after, instead of the other way around, I think you'll have less frustration, better content that does more heavy lifting for you, and you'll increase your opportunities for awareness, consideration, and trial at retail, which really should be the top KPIs. Please stop overanalyzing and spending too much time as a crutch on every single detail rather than being faster and more efficient and putting out good content that tells your story without analysis paralysis around every single detail. I think that's a mistake. And I think if you change it, you'll definitely be better off for it. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.